Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, April 17, 2024, 2 Corinthians.
All right, before we get started, good news. Workday will be this Saturday. Woohoo! Be this Saturday, 10 a.m. And I want to thank you all for not taking your vacation during workday. In the years that we've been here, it's been very fun. You see, in a local church, we're all on the same team. And it's fun for me to see everybody on the same page. Fun to see everybody with virtue love in their hearts and work together as a team. And there's a lot of things that have to be done on a work day. And you do it, and you do it as unto the Lord. And so I will thank you for the ones who will be here this Saturday. So this Saturday, work day, 10 a.m. All right. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And in preparation to worship our Lord this evening, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food, that manna from heaven that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Second Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11. And 2 Corinthians 5, 11, we have the importance of knowing the fear of the Lord. The key word here at the beginning of verse 11 is a very special word in the Greek, oida, O-I-D-A, oida. This is a very special verb in the Greek because it's a frozen form. It's a perfect that's used as the present. So Oida says you have learned the Word of God in the past with the result that you know the Word of God now in the present. That's Oida. The Apostle Paul has lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. He has grown up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. He has attained spiritual maturity. He has virtue, love brought to completion in his heart. And therefore, the Apostle Paul has the maximum amount of the Word of God in his heart. That's the target. You have the Bible. I got three Bibles. These are all different translations. I have the Scofield, King James, and the NASV, and the NIV. These are all translations. I study from the original autographs. The New Testament is written in Koine Greek. Koine Greek, not classical Greek. Classical Greek was the Greek of the scholars and all that. Koine Greek was the Greek of the common man on the street. And that's what God the Holy Spirit had the New Testament put in, the language of the common man, Koine Greek. And so the Apostle Paul has maximum amount of the Word of God in his heart. And the target for the Word of God is to get it from the Bible into your heart. And that means you learn it, you believe it, and when you believe it, it's in your heart. And now you have what the Bible calls wisdom. And now you can skillfully and accurately apply the absolute truth of the Word of God to your life, in every situation, in every circumstance, day after day after day. That's wisdom. Very few believers today, unfortunately, have wisdom to apply the absolute truth of the Word of God skillfully and accurately to their life. Paul has a maximum amount of the Word of God in his heart. Paul has fulfilled the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. He has virtue, love brought to completion in his heart. And therefore he has personal love for God the Father, and that motivates impersonal love for all mankind. And he has occupation with Jesus Christ. He fears the Lord. He has occupation with Christ. Jesus Christ has made himself at home in his heart. And therefore, Paul has learned about the doctrine of the fear of the Lord. He learned about it in the past, with the result that Paul knows the doctrine of the fear of the Lord now, in the present. Now, the question is, do you know the doctrine of the fear of the Lord? I have taught it in the past, and I'll teach it again. I'll teach it again. And again, and again, it's one of the most important doctrines in the Word of God that you can know and understand. I'm not teaching you so you remember it. I'm teaching you so you'll never forget it. And so this is one of the most important doctrines in God's Word for you to know. Fearing the Lord of God, category two, fearing the Lord of God, occupation with Christ, was the great motivator in Paul's life that motivated him to fulfill his apostolic ministry. So we have in verse 11 the first half. We only exegeted the first half. Sounds like this. Therefore, knowing the doctrine of the fear of the Lord in the past, with the result that I know the doctrine of the fear of the Lord now in the present. Well, we started to go through this doctrine again, this fantastic doctrine in the Word of God, one that all of you, I expect all of you to know it, to learn it, to believe it, and have it be reality in your life. And when this is reality in your life, you're going to glorify God to the maximum. We have studied the first four points. Point one was definition and description. To fear the Lord means, first of all, to have reverential respect for God. And then we noted that there are two positive uses of the phrase, the fear of the Lord. There is category one, fear of the Lord, and that describes the believer who has the foundational virtue of the spiritual life. The foundational virtue of the spiritual life is humility. You have to have that foundation first before you will ever develop the rest of the virtues of Christ. First, the foundation, the foundational virtue, humility. Respect for the authority of God, respect for the authority of the Word of God, respect for the authority of the pastor who teaches the Word of God. That's the foundational virtue. That's category one, fear of the Lord. Humility, the believer who has humility, respect for the authority of God, His Word, and the pastor teaches. And then category two, fear of the Lord, describes the believer who has advanced to spiritual maturity and has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. It describes the believer who has personal love for God the Father, and he has developed personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And therefore, category number two, fear of the Lord, is a synonym for spiritual maturity. And then we noted point two, the Word of God. We are commanded, every believer is commanded to develop fear of the Lord. We saw these mandates in Deuteronomy 6, 13 and 24, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 6, in Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 and 20, in Deuteronomy 13, verse 4, in Proverbs 23, verses 15 to 17. And then, point three, the believer has to be taught to fear the Lord. Just because you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that does not mean that you fear the Lord. The believer must learn to fear the Lord. And this is accomplished only one way, consistently and faithfully learning and believing the Word of God. That means, first of all, finding a local church where there is sound doctrinal teaching, where the pastor teacher has advanced to maturity himself and teaches consistently and faithfully sound Bible doctrine, grace and truth of the God-breathed Scriptures. And then you assemble in that church consistently and faithfully and learn and believe the Word of God. The believer who fears the Lord is the believer who has maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 and 2, Deuteronomy 31, verses 12 and 13, Psalm 34, verse 11, Psalm 86, verse 11. And then point four, the Word of God is the number one priority in the life of the believer who fears the Lord. Psalm 112, verse 1. And now that brings us to point five. The Word of God becomes the guide on. When I say the guide on, in the passage in the Word of God, Psalm 60, verse 4, the word is banner. And the banner is the guide on. The Word of God becomes the guide on in the soul of the believer who fears the Lord. Psalm 60, verse 4. Psalm 60, verse 4 says, "Thou hast given a banner to those who fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth, the Word of God that you have learned and believed and is your heart." When you consistently and faithfully learn and believe the Word of God and it's in your heart, you have a banner. You have a guide on in your soul. So, one, for us today in the church age, the filling of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, the mandate, keep on being filled with the Spirit, and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, results in a maximum amount of the Word of God in the heart, because the basis for divine guidance, this becomes the basis for divine guidance. This becomes the basis for the banner. The banner in your soul. The banner in your soul, divine guidance in your life. Two, the believer who fears the Lord is guided by the Lord. The believer who fears the Lord is guided by the Lord. Three, the spiritually mature believer allows God to direct and lead and guide him in every decision of his life. He has a banner, a guide on, a banner in the military. You would follow the banner. Follow that banner. Follow the guide on. And this is true in your soul. When you get the Word of God in your soul, you have a banner, a guide on in your soul. And the spiritually mature believer allows God to direct and lead and guide him in every decision of life. That's sub-point three. Did I give you? Okay. Sub-point four. Metabolize doctrine in the heart raises your spiritual morale and improves your spiritual esprit de corps. You have the Word of God, the banner, the guide on in your soul to direct you, lead you, and guide you in every decision of your life. How cool is that? How fantastic is that? Sub-point five. For the believer who fears the Lord, occupation with Christ, the Word of God, Bible doctrine, is the banner that the believer looks to for direction, for guidance, for help, for encouragement, for strength, and for deliverance. So for the believer who fears the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ, Bible doctrine, the Word of God in his heart is the banner that the believer looks to for direction and guidance and help and encouragement and strength and deliverance. So point five, the Word of God, metabolized doctrine in the heart, is the banner, the guide on in the soul of the believer who fears the Lord. Psalm 60, verse 4. Point six. There are two categories of the fear of the Lord. Category one, fear of the Lord, the basic virtue of humility, the foundational virtue. Category two, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ. Point six is category one, fear of the Lord, the foundational virtue, the basic virtue of the spiritual life, humility, respect for the authority of God, His Word, and the pastor who teaches it. That's the beginning of wisdom. You will never have wisdom in your soul until you first of all have category one, fear of the Lord, the foundational virtue of humility. That comes first. If you're arrogant, well, you'll never, ever have wisdom. If you're arrogant, then you have no humility. You don't have the foundational virtue of the spiritual life. And you'll never grow up in the rest of the virtues of Christ. Because to do that, you must have category one, fear of the Lord. the foundational virtue of humility, the respect for the authority of God, His Word, and the pastor who teaches. That's the beginning of wisdom. Turn over to Psalm 111. Psalm 111. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord. This is category number one, fear of the Lord, humility. The fear of the Lord, humility, category one, fear of the Lord, is the beginning. It's just, that's the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who execute the mandates, the commandments, the mandates of the Word of God. His praise endures forever. Look, turn over to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord, this is category number one, fear of the Lord, humility, is the beginning of knowledge. The beginning. But fools despise wisdom and fools despise discipline. You don't want to be a fool, that's arrogance. But that's the antithesis of humility. That's the antithesis of category one, fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, category one, fear of the Lord, humility, is the beginning of knowledge. But when you don't have category one, fear of the Lord, when you don't have humility, then you're arrogant. And you're arrogant, you're a fool. And you despise wisdom and discipline. Turn over to Proverbs 9. Proverbs 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord. Again, this is category one, fear of the Lord. This is humility. Category one, fear of the Lord, humility, is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Turn over to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord. Again, this is category one, fear of the Lord. Humility. Respect for the authority of God, His Word, and the pastor who teaches it. Teaches a man wisdom. And humility. Humility. Category one, fear of the Lord. Comes before honor, which is category two, fear of the Lord. Occupation with Jesus Christ. Now the Hebrew word for wisdom, very, very special word, very wonderful word. Chokmah. C-H-O, I know you, that looks like a cometh like an A, but this is a cometh hatuf. Thought you wouldn't know that one. C-H-O-K-M-A-H. Chokmah. And the Hebrew word chokmah means to be skilled. It means to be a professional. And when you have wisdom in your soul, you have learned and believed the Word of God, and you got wisdom in your heart, Now you can skillfully and accurately apply the Word of God to every situation in your life. The Greek word for wisdom is Sophia. Looks like that. S-O-P-H-I-A. Sophia. So wisdom is metabolized doctrine in the heart. The Word of God that you've learned and believed and is in the heart of the believer, that now you can apply skillfully and accurately in your life through the filling of the Spirit. There is no wisdom apart from category one, fear of the Lord, the foundational virtue of the spiritual life, which is humility. There is no metabolized doctrine in the heart apart from the basic virtue of humility, respect for the authority of God, the Word of God, and the faithful pastor who teaches the Word of God. Just as humility precedes honor, virtue, love, so category one, fear of the Lord, humility, precedes wisdom. That's Proverbs 15:33. Category one, fear of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom, while category two, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ, is the completion of wisdom. Category one, fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. Category two, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, the completion of wisdom. Point seven. The fear of the Lord is related to virtue. Very important. The fear of the Lord is related to virtue. Category one, fear of the Lord, the foundational virtue of the spiritual life, humility. Category two, fear of the Lord, virtue, love. Virtue, love, personal love for God the Father, and occupation with Jesus Christ. So the fear of the Lord is related to virtue. Turn over to Malachi. I know a lot of you thought it was Malachi, but it's Malachi. Malachi chapter 1. By the way, nobody's guessed yet what the next Old Testament book is going to be after Joel. Is it going to be Malachi? Malachi. Malachi 1 verse 6. A son honors his father. Well, when that son is operating on truth and the Word of God, this is the way a son should function and operate. A son should always honor his father. A son honors his father and his servant, his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? And this is the Lord who is speaking here. You see, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Where is that category one fear of the Lord, humility? So who is doing the speaking? Says the Lord Almighty. This is the Lord speaking. Where is the category one fear of the Lord toward me? And then he says, it is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name. And when you show contempt for God, why, it's just like a son showing contempt for his father. There is no virtue there. So the fear of the Lord is related to virtue. Category one, fear of the Lord, relates to the the foundational virtue of the spiritual life, which is humility. Category two, fear of the Lord, relates to virtue love, personal love for God the Father, and personal love for God the Son, Jesus Christ, which is occupation with Christ. Turn over to Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14. Verse 2. Proverbs 14, verse 2. The one whose walk, his life, is virtue. You might have upright. Upright is virtuous. The one whose walk or life is based on virtue, he fears the Lord. But he whose ways are devious despises the Lord. Proverbs 14:2. Category 1, fear of the Lord, then humility, must precede category number 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ. Proverbs 15:31-33. Point 8. One of the qualifications for spiritual leadership is to fear the Lord. One of the qualifications for spiritual leadership is to fear the Lord. And so it's important with a pastor, there are always, there's one pastor of a local church, and there's deacons, administrators. That has a very important spiritual gift. But what a pastor has to do in looking at a deacon for his qualifications is, does he fear the Lord? Because a deacon has spiritual leadership in the local church. And I have wonderful deacons. I have had the most fantastic deacons in the 47, 48 years that I've been at Upland Bible Church. And I just been blessed by God with men who were great in deacons. Why? Because they feared the Lord. They feared the Lord, and they were qualified, and I have been truly blessed. And by the way, you have been all truly blessed. Very few of you know and understand all the work that these men put in with a great mental attitude. The motivation is the fact that they fear the Lord. They have maximum respect for the Lord Jesus Christ, for God, for His Word, for me as a pastor who teaches it, and they love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And as a result, they do these things willingly, and because they do their job the way they do, it frees me to do my job. And my job is to get back in my office every day. I know the rest of you take vacations. Hell, I never see many of you half the time during the year. But that's up to you. You decide those things. But I am back there every day, day after day after day, because I want to be. And I study so that I can feed you the grace and truth of the Word of God. And so I have been blessed, you have been blessed, for the spiritual leadership, the deacons in Upland Bible Church. So one of the qualifications for spiritual leadership is to fear God, Exodus 18:21. Exodus 18:21. Point 9. The believer who fears the Lord hates evil. He hates Satan's plan of evil, cosmic system of evil. The believer who fears the Lord hates evil. Turn over to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8, verse 13. Proverbs 8, verse 13. To fear the Lord, category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ, is to hate evil. When you have category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Jesus Christ, when you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you will hate evil. You will hate evil and Satan's cosmic system. And then he says, I hate pride, arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech, sins of the tongue. When you have occupation with Christ, category 2, fear of the Lord, you will hate pride and arrogance and evil behavior and perverse speech, sins of the tongue. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord protects the believer from evil. Turn over to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, verse 6. Through love, this is kesev, this is grace and emet, truth, through grace and truth, sin is atoned for. That's Operation Grace, the cross. That's the plan of salvation. And then it says, through the fear of the Lord, category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, a man avoids evil. Turn over to Job 28. Job 28. Job 28, verse 28. Job 28, 28. And he said to the man, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding. So the believer who fears the Lord hates evil. Point 10. Now here's a one for you ladies. You ladies are always want to be beautiful. You always want to be beautiful. Well, here's the key. Not how much cosmetics you get. And there's nothing wrong with that. There are certain parts of the country, if you put on cosmetics, you are a woman of the devil. If you don't put on cosmetics, I think you're a woman of the devil. But anyway, that's a different story. But what makes a woman absolutely beautiful? It's the woman who fears the Lord. And I met one of the most beautiful women I have ever known in my life. She was bound to a wheelchair. She's in heaven now. I was going to Dallas Theological Seminary at the time. And her name was May Walker. She was in a wheelchair and she had 11 terminal illnesses. But she loved the Lord her God with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength. She had category 2 fear of the Lord. She had occupation with Jesus Christ. And I was invited to a home for dinner, and she was there at that dinner. And she was introduced to me. She goes, Dick Olson, Dick Olson, you're one of my boys. I said, ma'am, you're one of my boys. You're on the prayer list. And I pray for you every single day. And I said, well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. I 100% believe in the power of prayer, especially people who know how to pray. This lady, when she prayed, she nailed demons all over the place. She was a phenomenal, phenomenal believer. And she's the one who said, you know, I listen to some of the people in the congregation, and they say, the colonel is repeating too much. She says, oh, he isn't repeating too much. He's not teaching us so we remember it. He's teaching it so we'll never, ever forget it. I said, you nailed it. And that evening, just listening to that lady and the phenomenal amount of the Word of God in her soul, she was absolutely beautiful. Well, turn over to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. All right, ladies, here's the key. You ladies want to be the most beautiful, beautiful creatures on earth? Verse 30. Proverbs 31, verse 30. Charm is deceptive, and beauty on the outside is fleeting. Oh, I tell you, you ladies, you spend all this time getting your face all done, hair gotta be just right, and your nails have to be done, toenails, and clothes, and shoes, and oh, you get everything just hunky-dory on the outside. What about the soul? What about in here? Real beauty is in here, in the soul. But a woman who fears the Lord, conjunction of contrast, the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. There is a beautiful, beautiful woman. Now I have been blessed out of my tree because my wife is beautiful on the outside, but she's even more beautiful in here. My wife fears the Lord. And I tell you, doesn't get any better than that. That is the best of the best right there. So the woman who fears the Lord has inner beauty that is far, far superior to external beauty. Proverbs 31:30-11. Experiential sanctification. Experiential sanctification is your growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, advancing to spiritual maturity, and glorifying God to the maximum. Experiential sanctification is accomplished by attaining the objective of virtue, love, and fearing the Lord. Virtue, love, and fearing the Lord. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved royal family, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness, experiential sanctification through the fear of God. Accomplishing holiness, experiential sanctification, advance the spiritual maturity through the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Now point 12. Point 12, the results of fearing the Lord. You want to know these? This is phenomenal. The results. And by golly, results, results. How about 17, in the Word of God, 17 results of developing category 2 fear of the Lord. Result number 1, happiness. Something which you just don't see today. I'm even talking about Christians. Christians aren't happy today. They have no happiness. Why? They don't fear the Lord. There's no occupation with Jesus Christ. They don't love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus Christ has not made himself at home in their heart. And they're not happy. But those few believers that advance to maturity and have fear, category 2, fear of the Lord, they're happy no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in America, no matter what's going on in Las Vegas, no matter what's going on at their job or in their marriage or in their family, it makes no difference. They're happy. And wherever they go, they take their happiness with you. And you know what? That has impact. That has visible impact to the world. Now, Deb and I, we're very particular. We have a few restaurants we really like. And we go there repeatedly. And when we go there, we don't realize anything's any different. We are in fellowship with God, filled with the Spirit. We've both grown up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We both fear the Lord. We both have occupation with Jesus Christ. And we both share the happiness of God. But that they see that. And everyone in that restaurant sees that. And we have waiters come up and say, you know, you two are different than anybody else that comes in here. I said, well, what do you mean different? I mean, it could be really ugly, or what's the problem here? No, you're different. You are always happy. You're always happy, and everybody sees it. You're not complaining. You don't complain about this, and you don't complain about that. You come in and you're always happy. And then one time this fellow said, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm a pastor. Well, that explains it. Okay. Well, they all know that I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. They all know that I'm a pastor of a local church. And you know what? All the people in that restaurant, they come over sometime, no matter whether they're working our table or not, they all come over because they all have to give Deb a hug and shake my hand. And they all do because there's visible impact. Here are some people that they're different. They share the happiness of God. So result number 1. The other side of the coin of occupation with Christ is you will share the happiness of God. Turn over to Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise the Lord. And that word praise is Have a celebration in your soul about your relationship with Jesus Christ. And then you have the word Asherah. That's the Hebrew word. It's the plural. And it's happinesses. In the plural. Happinesses to the man who what? Who fears the Lord. Happinesses to the man who fears the Lord. Occupation with Jesus Christ. Who finds great delight in His mandates. The mandates of the Word of God. Turn over to Psalm 128. Psalm 120, let's start out with verse 1. Again, we have the Hebrew word for happiness. It's translated in some of your Bibles, blessed. Wrong. It doesn't say blessed. The word is Asherah, which is the plural of the noun happiness. So it's happinesses. Lots of happiness. Lots of categories of happiness. Happinesses to all the ones who fear the Lord. Occupation with Jesus Christ. Category 2, fear the Lord. Who walk in His ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. And your sons will be like olive shoots around the table. Thus is the man happy. Thus is the man happy who fears the Lord. Category 1, fear of the Lord. So the first result, happiness plus H. And that happiness goes with you everywhere you go. No matter what's going on in your life, you could be in prosperity or adversity. You could be healthy or you could be in it with a terminal illness. Makes no difference. We have people in this church that have terminal illnesses. And they share the happiness of God every single day. I don't know if you even appreciate. They are winner believers, mature believers. Therefore, they qualify for suffering for blessing. Only mature believers qualify for suffering for blessing. But they have God's problem-solving devices, precisely correct procedure to clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing. And they're doing that. They're clearing the hurdles of suffering for blessing. And they glorify God to the maximum. And they share the happiness of God. In their illness, they share the happiness of God. That, what kind of a price you put on that? It's priceless. So, happiness plus H. Sharing the happiness of God is the other side of the coin of category 2, fearing the Lord, occupation with Christ. Result number 2. Result number 2 of fearing the Lord is the functional virtue of impersonal love for all. Impersonal love for all. This is a part of virtue love brought to completion in your heart. The motivational virtue of personal love for God the Father motivates the functional virtue of impersonal love for all and occupation with Jesus Christ, category 2, fear of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 19, verses 4 through 9. Result number 3. You will have no want. You will lack nothing. No want, you will lack nothing. Turn over to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 9. Category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him, occupation with Christ. Category 2, fear the Lord, they lack nothing. Fear the Lord. Category 2, fear the Lord, occupation with Christ. For those who fear Him, category 2, fear the Lord, occupation with Christ, they lack nothing. Turn over to Psalm 84. Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows grace and honor. No good thing does He withhold. You lack nothing. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk is with integrity, virtue, from virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And Psalm 23, you all know Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. Who is the human author of Psalm 23? David. David, as a spiritually mature believer, a winner believer. And what does David say? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. You, David, never lacked anything. The Lord was his shepherd. The Lord provided everything for him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. And this verse refers to the spiritually mature believer with category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ. David is a mature believer who has the completion of wisdom. And like Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who what? For those who love the Lord. Category 2, fearing of the Lord. Like Romans 8:28, Psalm 23:1 refers to the believer in spiritual maturity. So a couple of things. One, the believer who has attained category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, the Lord is his shepherd every single day. The believer who has attained category 2, fear of the Lord, occupation with Christ, the Lord is his shepherd every single day. The Lord is his guide. The Lord is his protector. The Lord is his constant companion every single day. Point 2. He has the security of grace blessings from God. The security of grace blessings from God. For at the moment he placed his faith in Jesus Christ, the moment he came to the cross and placed his faith in Jesus Christ, the justice of God imputed to him the righteousness of God, establishing this grace pipeline. And down that grace pipeline, immediately at the moment of salvation, 40 salvation blessings came to him immediately. And then every single day, day after day, from that day of salvation right up to today, down that grace pipeline has come logistical grace, blessing and support, temporal security that keeps you alive in the middle of the devil's world so that you might make good decisions to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, develop category 2, fear of the Lord. And when you do grow up and the grace and knowledge of Christ and develop category 2, fear of the Lord, then God sends down that grace pipeline, greater grace blessings for time, and greater grace blessings that will be awarded at the judgment seat of Christ that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. 3, he shares the happiness of God, the other side of the coin of occupation with Christ. He shares the happiness of God, the other side of the coin of occupation with Christ. 4, he has inner peace in his soul that passes all human understanding. Inner peace that passes all human understanding. Five, he has a personal sense of destiny, and therefore he lives his life in the light of eternity. He has a personal sense of destiny, and therefore he lives his life in the light of eternity. Six, he has God's problem-solving devices in his heart. And God's problem-solving devices are the precisely correct procedure of how the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing and glorifies God to the maximum. Only those believers who grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, who develop category 2 fear of the Lord, they're the only ones that qualify for this fantastic greater grace blessing package called suffering for blessing. God only gives that to the winner believer because the winner believer has the precisely correct procedure, God's problem-solving devices, to clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing and glorify God to the maximum. And 7, because he has category 2 fear of the Lord, he has no want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Category 2 fear of the Lord. He has no want. That's the third result. We only have 14 more. Woohoo! Well, we'll pick it up again next time. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.